नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवत 9th कैंटो चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 52 अनानिनद्योगिरयो वर्षाणि दिपसिन्धवो सर्पिकामुद्वा आसन् बेस्ट ऑफ दि भक्त डायनास्ट ड्यूरिंग द रेन ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र द फॉरेस्ट द रिवर्स द हिल्स एंड द माउंटेन्स द स्टेट्स सेवन आईलैंड सेवन सीज वेर ऑल फेवरेबल सप्लाइंग नेसेसिटीज ऑफ लाइफ फॉर ऑल लिविंग बींग्स। परवर्ती श्लोक टेक्स्ट 53 नादि व्याधि जरा ग्लानी दुःख शोक भय क्लमा मृत्युश्चानि सदां नासीत् रामे राजन्नि अदुःख्यते। ट्रांसलेशन श्रील प्रभुपाद। लॉर्ड रामचंद्र द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वॉज द किंग ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड। ऑल बॉडीली एंड मेंटल सफरिंग डिजीज old age, grievement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who didn't want it. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. All these facilities existed because of Lord Ramachandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately. Even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages, it is said, Kali Kale Naam Rupi Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in Kali Yuga in the form of His holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. If we chant offenselessly, Rama and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Rama was immensely popular and beneficial. And the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. Dear Prabhupada Maharaj said, Kali Kale, Naam Rupi Krishna Avatar, even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages, it is said, Kali Kale, Naam Rupi Krishna Avatar, Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of His holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. No other incarnation is there in the Kali Yuga. This name incarnation.
Kali Kale, Naam Rupi Krishna Avatar,
Naam Hoyte Hoye Sarbo Jagato Nisaro,
Naam Hoyte Hoye Sarbo Jagato Nisaro,
Tumina Kali Kale Nai Aro Dharmo, Naam
Bina Kali Kale Nai Aro Dharmo,
Sarva Mantra Sar Namo Ehi Shastra Marmo, सर्वश्रेष्ठो नाम संकीर्तन,
सर्वश्रेष्ठ नाम संकीर्तन,
निरपराधी नाम लइले पाई प्रेम धन,
निरपराधी नाम लइले
in the form of His holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Then you are always in Krishna. How there will be suffering, how there will be lamentation, how there will be disease, how there will be old age, how there will be death. Death will never come. Yes. Yet it says, there was even no death for those who didn't want it. Who wants death? Nobody wants death. You want? Gokul? Gokul don't want. Gokul don't want. Who wants? Nobody wants death. All want to survive eternally, youthfully, isn't it? Not to become old, not to become diseased, no suffering, no old age, no disease, no suffering, no death. All want it. But it comes to you. Disease comes, old age comes, suffering comes, lamentation comes. You don't want. Why it comes? Because it is here in the material world. Dukhalaya. This is dukhalaya. Miserable platform. Janma mrittu dara vyadhi dukha dosanu darsanam. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, these are dukha. These are miseries. These sufferings here. Material world. Temporary world. This is temporary. This is not eternal. Miserable platform. Birth, death, old age and disease. Affliction of three tapas. Adhyatmika, adhidaivika. Adhibhautika, all have been afflicted. All are ajeeb in a frying pan. Frying pan, yes, frying pan, isn't it? It's a frying pan. Understand? All are in a frying pan. Such miserable platform, material world. But if you will be in spiritual world, Lord's kingdom, there is no suffering. There is no suffering. There is only eternal bliss, peace, enjoyment, blissfulness, peacefulness. No suffering. Krishna Sajidananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sajidananda Vigraha. Is Sajidananda Vigraha. Sanmaya Chinmaya Anandamaya Vigraha is Krishna. Full of eternality, full of knowledge, full of blissfulness. Be with Krishna. Then you'll exist eternally. Your existence will be eternal, not temporary. And it's full of knowledge. There is no ignorance. Ignorance is the cause of suffering. So if you are knowledge, why suffering? No suffering. Then anandamaya blissfulness. Always with Krishna. If Krishna is present. Krishna is always present in his dham, abode in his kingdom. So if you always in Krishna, then in Krishna's kingdom. So in Krishna's kingdom, there are no bodily, mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and body. Complete love sent. Then it will complete love sent. Because you are Lord's kingdom. Lord is present. So that can be, his Rupa says, this similar situation can be introduced, created, if you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Pure name, offenseless, offenseless. No other incarnation is there in Kali Yuga. This name incarnation. One who says this incarnation, that incarnation, he is a great cheater, cheating, hypocrite, pravanchaka, sort of cheater, cheating. My Guru Maharaj says, believe with this shoes, back, back. Believe with this shoes, yes, sat, ravan, chaka, sata, cheater. Saying, God, Lord, no avatar. Shastra says, all Vedic literature says, there is no avatar in Kali Yuga, only name incarnate. Kali Kali, nama rupi Krishna avatar, nama hoite hoi sarbo, javadanistam, whole world will be delivered. Whole world will chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare chant pure name, whole world will be delivered. This material world will immediately turn into spiritual world. Yes, immediate turn, no suffering, no disease, no old age, no lamentation. Yes, no bodily mental suffering. In Lord's kingdom it is absent, totally absent. So you can change it, you can do it. Yes, turn this material world into spiritual world, spreading this chanting of holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Sarva Shastra Marma. This is the Shastric evidence. This is not concocted story, not imagination of Vedic literature. Shastric evidence, proof is there. Brahmananam koti sankhyadhikanam aishwaryam jachetana vadvansa abhidibhutam tanmaha krishna nama tanme sadhyam sadhanam jivanam cha Padma Purana vachana. Padma Purana kwa hai cha ananta koti brahmandare jaha kichi aishwarya chetana padartho chi taha jankaram samatra tathavi dha teja swarupa shri krishna hi shri nama rupare abhidibhuta hi chanchi ate Shri Krishna nama hi mura sadhya sadhana jivana. Artha nama prema hi parama purusatha sutra Shri Krishna prema sevananda sukhyai charma siddhi. Padma Purana says, this is Vedic evidence, Vedic literature says, Brahmanan koti sankhyadhikanam aishwaryam jachetana vadvansa abhibhutam tanmaha Krishna nama tanme sadhyam sadhana jivanam cha. Cross, cross of Brahmandas are there. Have you counted it? Countless, countless. Countless Brahmandas are there. Unlimited. Cross, cross of Brahmandas. In all these countless Brahmandas, whatever opulence is there, whatever conscious beings are there, do you understand? They are all just a fragment, just a fragment of just a fragment ray of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do you understand? Just a fragment ray. Understand my language? That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That Krishna has appeared in this Kali Yuga in the form of His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Therefore, this holy name, the name of Krishna, is my sadhya and sadhan, is my life and soul, is my sadhan and sadhya. Understand my language? In other words, nirapradhe nam loile paye Krishna prema. If your chanting is offenseless, pure, then you'll get Krishna prema. Then sadhya, goal is Krishna prema. Means as well as end, you say. The end is Krishna prema. Goal is Krishna prema. If your chanting is offenseless, pure, then you will get Krishna prema. The name will give you Krishna prema. Do you understand? That is charma siddhi. That is supreme perfection, ultimate perfection of human life. Understand? So that Krishna nama is my sadhya, sadhana, my life and soul. So, if there is no name, then no life. You are dead. You are dead. Dead, dead. No life. No chanting, no name is there. Then you are dead. Yes. So if you are always with the holy name, pure name, always with Krishna, where there is death, why are you dying? Gokul Das. Why are you dying? Don't die! Be always Krishna. Be happy! No bodily mental suffering, no disease, no old. Remain always young! Youth! Yes, why old age is coming? Why old age is coming? No old age. If you always with Krishna, the Supreme Lord, this will be completely absent, no fear, no lamentation, no bereavement, no party, nothing. Yes, happy, joyful, blissful. Again Padma Purana says, Vishnur nāmi vapunsa samalama panudat punyam utpāveta brahmādhisthāna bhagavirati-matha guru śrīpada-dvanda bhaktiṁ tattva-jñānaṁ ca viṣṇuri hamruti janaka bhranti vijatam Bhanti bijam cha dagdhva sampurna nanda budhe mahati cha purusam sthapitva nibrutam. ଅର୍ଥାତ୍ ଶ୍ରୀ ହରିନାମ ଜୀବମାନଙ୍କର ପାପକୁ ଅପହରଣ କରେ, ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣ ଭଜନ ଯୋଗ୍ୟ ସ୍ମୃତି ଉତ୍ପାଦନ କରେ, ଗୁରୁପଦ ଯୁଗଳରେ ଭକ୍ତି ବୃଦ୍ଧି କରେ, ବ୍ରହ୍ମଲୋକ ପର୍ଯ୍ୟନ୍ତ ଭୋଗ ପ୍ରତି ବୈରାଗ୍ୟ ଉତ୍ପନ୍ନ କରେ, ଭଗବତ ବିଷୟକ ବସ୍ତୁ ତତ୍ତ୍ୱ ଜ୍ଞାନକୁ ବିକଶିତ କରେ, ଅର୍ଥାତ୍ ଜୀବକୁ ସମସ୍ତ ଜ୍ଞାନ ସମସ୍ତ କରି ମାଇକ ଜଗତ ପ୍ରତି ବୈରାଗ୍ୟ ଦାତ କରାଏ। ତାତ୍ପର୍ଯ୍ୟ ହେଉଛି ନାମ ସଂକୀର୍ତ୍ତନାଖ୍ୟ ଭକ୍ତି ଯୋଗ ଅହେତୁକ ଜ୍ଞାନ ବୈରାଗ୍ୟର ଜନକ। ହରିନାମ ସଂକୀର୍ତ୍ତନ ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣ ବୈମୁଖ୍ୟ ବଶତ ଅନାଦିକାଳରୁ ଜନ୍ମ ମରଣ ମାଳା ପରିହିତ, ସଂସ୍କୃତି ଚକ୍ରରେ ନିଷ୍ପେଷିତ, ଅବିଦ୍ୟାଗ୍ରସ୍ତ ଜୀବର ଅଜ୍ଞାନତମ ରୂପ ବୀଜକୁ ଦଗ୍ଧ କରେ। ତାହାର ପରେ ଜୀବର ଅନ୍ତର୍ମୁଖ ଦଶାରେ ତାହାକୁ ନାମ ପ୍ରେମ ରସ ଆନନ୍ଦୀ କରେ, ଜୀବ ପ୍ରେମ ଭକ୍ତି ଲାଭ କରି କୃତାର୍ଥ ହଏ। ପଦ୍ମପୁରାଣ ଏଗେନ୍ ସେଜ୍ ଦିସ୍ ହରିନାମ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ ବଡ଼ଇ ମଧୁ, ଯେଇ ଜନ ଭଜେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସେ ବଡ଼ ଚତୁର। ନେମ ଅଫ୍ ହରି କୃଷ୍ଣ ସୋ ସ୍ୱିଟ୍ ରିଲିସିଂ ସ୍ୱିଟନେସ୍ ହାନି ମୋର ସ୍ୱିଟ୍ ଦେନ୍ ହାନି ରିଲିସିଂ ନ ରିଲିସମେଣ୍ଟ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ ହରି ନାମ ବଡ଼ଇ ମଧୁର, ଯେଇ ଜନ ଭଜେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସେ ବଡ଼ ଚତୁର। ଇଜ୍ ଇଣ୍ଟେଲିଜେଣ୍ଟ ରିଏଲ ଇଣ୍ଟେଲିଜେଣ୍ଟ ହୋ ଚାନ୍ସ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ ସୋ ସ୍ୱିଟ୍ ନେମ୍ ହନି ଲାଇକ୍ ସ୍ୱିଟ୍ ମୋର ଦ୍ୟାନ୍ ଲାଇଟ୍ ରିଲିସିୟସ୍ ଶ୍ୟାମ ନାମେ କୌଦ ମଧୁ ଆସେ ଗ ବଦନ ଛାଡ଼ିତେ ନା ଯାଏ ହ୍ୱାଟ ମଧୁ ହ୍ୱାଟ ସ୍ୱିଟ୍ ନେସ୍ ହନି ଇଜ୍ ଦେୟାର ନେମ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ୟାମ ମାଇ ଟଙ୍ଗ୍ ଡଣ୍ଟ ୱାଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଲିଭ୍ ଇଟ୍ ୱାଇ ୟୋର୍ ଟଙ୍ଗ୍ ଲିଭ୍ସ ନ ଟେଷ୍ଟ ଟେଷ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ ଷ୍ଟୁଲ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ୟୁ ଗେଟ୍ ଷ୍ଟୁଲ୍ ଟେଷ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ ଷ୍ଟୁଲ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ହାଫ୍ ନ ଟେଷ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ ହୋଲି ନେମ୍ ହରି କୃଷ୍ଣ ହରି କୃଷ୍ଣ 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 ଆଲ୍ ରାଇଟ୍ ଫିନିଶ୍ଡ ବଟ୍ ଟେଷ୍ଟ ଇଜ୍ ଅ ସ୍ୱିଟନେସ୍ ହନି ୱାଇ ୟୁ ଲିଭ୍ No, unending, unending, unending chant is so sweet. And ever fresh and new taste, newer, you'll never become tired. So, this Padma Purana says, it's so sweet, so releasing, this holy name of the Lord, name of Hari Krishna, destroys all sinful reactions. It develops. Such Sukruti, which is favorable for Krishna Bhajan. Yes, it develops such Sukruti, favorable for Krishna Bhajan. It also develops bhakti at the lotus feet of Guru. It also develops detachment to all material enjoyments, even the enjoyment available in the planet of Brahma. It develops such detachment. Yes. And also, Nanam Sadrusam Jnanam, it is source of all knowledge, Vedic knowledge. Yes, most ignorant fool, not gone to any school, college, no education, only chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. If the chanting is pure offenseless, immediately all Vedic knowledge manifests. Yes, yes. He becomes so knowledgeable. Yes, so knowledgeable. That is nanama sadrusam jnanam. The jnanam is the source of all jnanam, knowledge, Vedic knowledge. The holy name. So, the chanting this holy name is automatic. That will develop the attachment to this material world. You will be endowed with all Vedic knowledge. You will get all Sukruti's that is favorable for Krishna Bhajan. And you will develop this bhakti at the lotus feet of Guru. All your past sinful reactions are immediately destroyed. In other words, the avidya, ignorance, which is the cause of all suffering, that ignorance is completely destroyed. So, jiva develops nam prema, prema bhakti. That is ultimate attainment. पुनः कहरछ बेपंते दुरीतानि महमहिमा सम्मोहो मालंबते शासकं नखरंजनि कलयति श्री चित्रगुप्त कृति। हाँ ओ कृष्ण इफ समवन डेवलप्स श्रद्धा अंडरस्टैंड श्रद्धा अंक्रिसिव फेथ सम नाम समन डेवलप श्रद्धा तो चैंट योर होली नेम इमीडिएटली ऑल पापस ऑल सिंपल एक्टिविटीज become frightened, fearful to approach that person. Oh, we cannot approach him because he has the developed faith in chanting holy name. Yes, all delusions, moha, they lead that person, no delusion. The minister of Jamaraj, Chitragupta, becomes afraid of writing his name in his panji. Yes, no more I can write his name, no recording. One starts chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Your name will be cut off from the Chitragupta's book. Yes. Mr. Cherry, what is your name?
Mr. Cherry.
Terry. Mr. Terry has now started chanting Hare Krishna. So Chitragupta has cut off his name. Finished. Chalo. No recording cut off. Yes. He becomes afraid of writing his name in his book. The person develops until death chanting the holy name. So one who chants pure name definitely, directly, straight he'll go to Goloka Vrindavan, straight go. He won't go anywhere, straight go. Goloka Vrindavan, When going Goloka Vrindavan, just crossing all these 8 layers of material world, crossing the, that is the highest planet, Brahma space, goes, Brahma immediately prepares Arthi plate, let me offer Arthi to him, yes. Brahma is preparing Arthi for you. Yes?
Not to believe.
You can believe? You have no faith in holy name?
I have faith in holy name, not in me.
Yes, have unpleased faith. And that's a fact. Directly he'll go to Goloka Vrindavan. So Brahma immediately prepares Arthi plate. Hey, that person is coming. Chanting pure name, that's developed Krishna prema, let me offer. Arthi. So, therefore, Krishna is the ocean of mercy and holy name is more merciful than Krishna. We cannot describe it, we have no language. The glory of the holy name is such. Do you understand? Sripad, Siddhar Swami has said, सदा सर्वत्रास्ते ननु विमलमाद्यं तव पदं तथापिकं स्तोकं नहि भवतरो पत्रमभीनत् क्षणं जहाग्रस्तं तव तु भगवन् नाम निखिलं समूलं संसारं कृतं च तदर्त सेव्यमानं। श्रीपाद सिद्धर स्वामी बेस्ट कमेंटेटर ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम सेज दिस थिंग सदा सर्वत्रास्ते ननु विमलमाद्यं तव पदं तदापेकं स्तोकं नहि भवतरोः पत्रमभिना क्षणं जाग्रस्तं तवत् भगवन् नाम निखिलं समूलं संसारं कृतं च ततरत् सेव्यमानं। ओ लॉर्ड दि ब्रह्मा बॉडीली एफल्जेंस ऑफ दि लॉर्ड दैट इज नोन एज ब्रह्मा इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मा दि बॉडीली एफल्जेंस ऑफ दि लॉर्ड दैट इज इम्पर्सनल harmless, spreading everywhere, always there, but it has no capacity to even coat a very little leaf of this upside-down banyan tree. Understand? Upside-down banyan tree? What is that? material world. Gita 15th chapter said, urdhva moolam adhasakam asvastham prahurabhyam sandasi jasya pannani jastham veda sa vedavit. There is an upside down banyan tree. Have you seen it, Murari? No? No? Not seen? He's in the tree, isn't it? Like a monkey is in the tree and he has not seen the tree. Oh monkey, where are you? You are in the tree and you have not seen the tree. The upside down banyan tree is there. Its roots are upward. Branches, leaves downward. Isn't it? What is that? This is material world. This is material world. This is shadow of the real world. Shadow of the real tree is upside down, isn't it? Shadow reflected on the water of the river, lake, you see, that's upside down, isn't it? The real tree stands on the bank of the river, lake. A shadow you look at, it's upside down. This material world, the real world is spiritual world. This material world is upside down. Very interesting, this is shadow of the real world. So, Sridhar Swamipad says, O Lord, the bodily effulgence of your body, that is impersonal, Brahma, is spread all where, but you cannot cut off even one small leaf, even one small leaf of this upside-down banyan tree. Understand? It has no capacity. But your holy name is so merciful. If it touches the tongue of any person, immediately the whole tree is cut up. Understand, Ahmad? Immediately whole tree is cut up, whole tree. Yes, whole tree. Understand? Mr. Terry? Yes. Then, oh Lord, now you say, what is to be chosen? That effulgent, impersonal Brahman or your holy name? What is to be chosen? What is to be chosen? The holy name! Holy name! Yes! This holy name, yes. So the holy name is such. In Namastaka, this respect, Srila Rupa Goswami has said, Vachyam vachakam ityu dedi bhavata nama surupa doyam purvasma parameva hantakarnam tatra pijani vahe rastasmin vihita paradhani vaha prani samantad bhave dasye nedam pasya sopihi sadanannamudhu madjati. Rupa Goswami says in Namastaka, Vachyam vachakam ityu dedi bhavata nama surupa doyam purvasmat parameva hantakarunam tatrapi janimahe jastasmin vihita paradhanivaho prani samantad bhave dasya nedam pasya sopihi sadananda mudhu madjati. Nami and Nama. Understand? Name of the Lord and Lord Himself. Lord Himself is called Nami. Name of the Lord is called Nama. There is no difference between Nami and Nama. Understand? Mr. Terry, understand? There is no difference between Nami and Nama, Lord Himself and His holy name. You follow? But this is there. Purvasmat parameva hanta karunam. Of this Nami and Nama, understand? Of this Nami and Nama, latter is more merciful than the former. Latter is more merciful than the former. Purvasmat parameva hanta karanam. That means name is more merciful than Nami. Name of Krishna is more merciful than Krishna. Understand? Yes. Yes. That is what it says. So it is said, jastasmin mihita paradhani vaha prani samantad bhave dasya nedam pasya sopihi sadanandamudhu madjati. If someone has committed any offense at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna or Hari, he will be free from all apraad. When he takes shelter of his holy name, which is more merciful than Nami, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore said, Haristhane aparadhe tare Hari Nam. If I have committed aparad, let us follow Hari, then Hari Nam will deliver you. Your all aparad offense will be destroyed if you constantly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because name is more merciful than Nami. Name of Hari is more merciful than Lord Hari. So one who chants constantly Hari Nam, he drowns himself in the ocean of blissfulness. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Do you understand? One is completely surrendered unto holy name, chanting offenseless name, pure name, is always releasing the nectar, such sweet nectar emanating from holy name. He is completely drowned in this ocean of ananda, blissfulness, nectar. Isn't it, Mr. Terry? Are you drowning? No. Floating on the surface? Floating on the surface, not drowning. Drowning, drowning, drowning. Push him down, push him down, push him. Hey, hey. He feels suffocated. If you push him down, into the ocean, feels suffocated. I die, I die, I die, I die. You die? So nice to be drowned in this ocean, Baba. Why are you afraid, Mr. Terry? Don't come, you'll never die, you'll never die, you'll never die. Never die. You'll have eternal life. Such is that. Again it is said, madhuram madhuram etan mangalam mangalam sakala nigama valli satphalam chitswarupam sakrudapi parigitam sradhaya helayabhrugubara naramatram tarayati Krishna nama. Krishna nama, name of Krishna, is the source of, is the reservoir of, is the last limit of all madhurya, all sweetness. That's it. That is it, Mr. Terry. Name of Krishna is the reservoir, not only reservoir, the last limit of all madhurya, all sweetness, all beauty. The name of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, abode of Krishna, associates of Krishna, all are non-different from Krishna. Understand, Mr. Terry? Therefore, in all these, there is all beauty and sweetness. And the Krishna Nam, it is sweeter than the sweetest. Madhuram madhuram, eta, sweeter than the sweetest. So, you can taste the sweetness, Mr. Terry?
Yes.
Jaundice affected. If person is affected by jaundice, excessive bile, you give him sugar candy, what he say? Oh, bitter, isn't it? Sugar candy is not bitter. Why it tastes bitter to you?
Jaundice.
Jaundice, yes. It is affected by jaundice, excessive bile. Sripati, understand? Excessive bile, pitadhikyaro, jaundice. Give him sugar candy, bitter. Sugar candy is not bitter, it is so sweet. Why it is bitter? Because it is affected by jaundice. So Krishna it is sweeter than the sweetest. Now I take this medicine and use it with the sugar candy. Baba, it tastes bitter and Doctor gives this some bitter thing to me. Do you understand? Sadhu is a doctor, sadhu vaidya. Sadhu is a doctor. Yes, he is a diseased person. Mr. Ter is a diseased person. Chronic disease, isn't it? Chronic disease. Very strong dose required for him. This disease is chronic. Chronic disease. Is affected with this jaundice. Therefore, which is sweet, says bitter. So, this is the medicine prescribed. All right, take this sugar candy. That is the medicine. But if you have faith in the words of doctor, and you are very eager and serious, how I will be cured of the disease. However bitter it may be, you must take it. Yes, because I want to be cured of the disease. If you are conscious, yes, I am diseased. I am affected with the disease. If you are not callous, callous one is callous, is hopeless case. Cannot be cured. Hopeless. But with conscious, no, yes, I am affected with disease. Yes, I want to be cured of the disease. The doctor gives that bitter thing, it tastes you bitter, that medicine. All right, however bitter it may be, I must take it, I have faith in the words of doctor. So, I want to be cured of the disease. So he regularly takes it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then gradually he becomes cured. That means bile was excess, now bile had decreased. Vato, pito, kapha. Three dhatus are there. Bile, mucus, air. Vato, pito, kapha. Three dhatus are there in the body. If they aren't not equilibrium, then body will be diseased. That's the reason of disease. Ayurvedic Shastra says, Kaviraj says this thing. There is imbalance between vata, pita, kapha. Three dhatus are there. If bile is excessive, then jaundice is there. Vata, air is excessive, vata roga is there. Vata roga. Kapha, mucus is excessive, then kapha. Coughing. Yes, disease. Three types of disease. Disease out of excessive bile, or disease out of excessive air, disease out of excessive cough, mucus. These are three. So these three should maintain balance, equal. Then sound body. The medicine is applied to make it balance. So by taking this medicine, though it is bitter, one is serious, yes, I must be cured of the disease, full faith in the words of the doctor, physician, takes this bitter medicine, actually not bitter, sweet, but he tastes bitter because he's affected with jaundice. Gradually he becomes cured, the bile becomes decreased and keeps the equal balance. Then it says, oh, so sweet now. It was tasting bitter, but now I taste sweet, very sweet. Isn't it? Yes. Because this Krishna Nam is sweeter than the sweetest, more auspicious than the most auspicious. Yes, more auspicious than the most auspicious. Sakala Nigambali Satpalam Chiswarupam. This Krishna Nam is the most ripened, sweetest prema fruit of Vedic tree. Do you understand, Mr. Terry? Most ripened and sweetest prema fruit, prema phala, fruit of love of Krishna, prema phala of Vedic tree. Sodhayava sakrutapi parigitam sodhayava heleva bhrugavara naramatram tarayata Krishna. Even who has developed unflinching faith, he chants, he gets the highest, first result, that is the ultimate perfection. If chanting is pure, offenseless, gets Krishna, prema gets Krishna. But one was not developed faith, still chants, like Ajamila. Ajamila, when dying, uttered name of Narayana, just pointing out to his son. He didn't die. His lifespan enhanced. All his sinful reactions completely destroyed. He gets mukti. Understand? Yes. This is the glory of the holy name. You follow? Yes. Sadhava Hilayava Drugubara Naramatra Tarit. So if you attend Namaba stage, then you are delivered. Mukti is there. In Namaba stage. So pure name, you get Krishna. Live with Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam also says, Apanna sasmati ghorang jannama vivasa gunan tada sadhya vivuche jad vibheti svam bhayam. First canto. You are 1.1.14. Apanna sasmati ghorang jannama vivasa gunan tada sadhya vivuche jad vibheti svam bhayam. Sri Krishna vimukha avidyagrasta jiva janma-mrittu-jantrana-prada-sanshruti-chakrare nispesita-hoi vivya-sattava-sattva-jatvale-param-mangala-prada ahitki-grupa-mayo-apanna-sanshruti-ghorang.
Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified.
Which is?
Feared by fear personified.
Oh, fear personified, yes. One starts chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sadhya vimuchyate. Immediately becomes free from all sorts of fear. Even the fear personified becomes afraid of approaching him. Understand, Mr. Terry? Fear personified becomes afraid of approaching Mr. Terry. Because he has started chanting Hare Krishna. Jad vibheti svayam bhayam. Yes. So, therefore, Srinam destroys all, let's say, contaminations of Kali Yuga. Do you understand? All that of Kali Yuga, all contamination of Kali Yuga, and destroys all sufferings of this material world, and it gives ultimately prema bhakti. You understand? Yes. 11th canto Bhagavatam says, Yoha. Kaling svajantarja gunagya sarabhagina jatra sankirtane naiva sarvaswartho vilabhyate. 11.5.3. Kali Yugare keval matra harinam sankirtan dvara hi swartho paramartha labh hoy. Satipayin gunagya saragahi kaling svajantarja. Gunagya sarabhagina jatra sankirtane naiva sarvaswartho vilabhyate. 11.5.3. This is the verse, Kali Svajayantarjya, Gunagya Sarabhagina, Jatra Sankirtan Naiva Sarvaswartha Avilabhyate. In Kali Yuga, Kali Dosa Nidhi Rajanasteka, Mahaguna Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Bhajet. In Kali Yuga, everything is bad. So many evils, like ocean-like. Still there is one good quality. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha. If someone engages in Krishna Kirtan, mukti is guaranteed. You understand? Mukti very easily available. So, again further it says, Kali Svajayantarjya Gunagya Sarabhagina Jatra Sankirtan Naiva Sarvaswartha Avilabhyate. In Kali Yuga, those who are intelligent, wise person, those who only accept the essence, Sarabhagina, do you understand? Like swan. You give him milk mixed with water, he only accept the milk, leaves aside water. So sarabhagino, the persons Those who are very intelligent, wise, like sadhus, saint-like persons, saintly persons, they accept the essence only. So they glorify Kali Yuga, because in Kali Yuga, only by Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan, the jiva, the person will attain the highest benefit. If can chant offenseless name, they will get Krishna and Krishna prema. In other yugas it's not easy to obtain. Thereby, sarva swartha, sarva swartha, swartha vilabhyate, that means, swartha and paramartha, both are obtained. Understand me? His own benefit, at the same time, paramartha, supreme benefit, supreme attainment, fifth paramartha, pancham purusartha, Krishna prema. Therefore, the all saintly persons, they glorify Kali Yuga for this purpose. Understand? So, bhagat-gada dravate dasya cittam rudati abhikram hasati kochit vilajya udgayati nutyate cha madbhakti jukto bhuvanam punati. 11:14:24. You have that verse. Bhagat-gada dravate dasya cittam rudati abhikram hasati kochit vilajya udgayati nutyati cha madbhakti jukto bhuvanam punati. Krishna says to Uddhava, if someone is engaged in Premanam Sankirtana, understand my language? Murari, understand? Deaf. Premanam Sankirtana, name that gives prema, understand? Premanam Sankirtana. Someone who is engaged in Premanam Sankirtana, his soul becomes purified. He gets Krishna prema. You understand? He achieves the supreme perfection. Do you understand? That is Krishna prema. Therefore, one was gotten that Krishna prema by chanting pure name, by engaging himself in premanam sankirtana, has gotten this siddhi, perfection. He has become siddha. So, while he is chanting, sometimes he cries, sometimes laughs, sometimes dances like a madman, sometimes rolls on the ground. Yes. Such ecstatic, becomes such ecstatic. And that person makes the whole world purified. Whole world through his chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Again, 11th canto, 11:253. Tri bhuvana vibhava hetave apyakuntha smruti radita kusra divir bimrubhya na chalati bhagavata padar bindat lava nimisardham api ja sa vaishnava agriya. Nimi havi kahuchanti nimi rajan, king Nimi, which is even very rare, and the part of Brahma, that is Krishna prema. The pure name gives that Krishna prema. As such premi bhakta, even for a happy moment, not drifted away from the lotus feet of Krishna, with chanting pure name, what he is getting? His topmost Vaishnava, Vaishnava Gurganya, what he is getting? Nobody can imagine, understand, isn't it? If he will offer, per se, to become emperor of, or king, ruler of three planetary systems, he will kick it. I don't want. Because what he has gotten, nobody can imagine. Yes, this Vaishnava Gragarnya, the topmost Vaishnava. But what is that? He has gotten such prema sevananda, premananda, he is releasing the ananda, blissfulness, this mellow of such prema, loving mood of Krishna. That prema rasa, the mellow of love emanating from the two lotus feet of Krishna, he has gotten it, releasing it. So, for him, it's all opulences, available in three planetary systems are very, very insignificant for him. You understand? If he's upper, he'll immediately kick. No, I don't want. You understand? What is this? So you should understand. This hobby says to Nimi Raja, who is Vaishnava Gragarnya, topmost Vaishnava, developed prem bhakti by chanting pure name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he is such a wealthy person. He is such a wealthy person who kicks all opulences available in three planetary systems. What wealth is Nam Prema. He has gotten Nam Prema. Do you understand, Mr.? What is? Terry. Mr. Terry. I forget your name. Mr. Terry. Terrific Terrible. Mr. Terrible. Do you understand? What he has gotten? What wealth he has gotten? What wealth he has gotten? Nobody can comprehend. Nobody can imagine. Who can keep all the opulence available in three worlds? This Nam Prema. Do you understand? Nam Prema. So that is what. You should understand this thing. So many sastric evidences are there. Sarva sastric oil. Kali Yuge Namo Rupi Krishna Avataro. Samrita says this thing, Kalikale Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar, Nam Haite Hoy Sarva Jagat Nistar. In Kali Yuga, there is no incarnation of the Lord, only one incarnation, that is name incarnation. Krishna has incarnated himself in the form of his holy name in Kali Yuga. The whole world will be delivered if this chanting of holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, spread whole world. Yes, spread. Go out and spread. Mr. Terry, Terry Pickha. Nam mina kali kare nayara dharma sarva mantra saranam. No other dharma is there in Kali Yuga. Hare Nam eva kevalam. Only takes out of Hari Nam. No other dharma is prescribed in Kali Yuga. This is the essence of all mantras. This is known as Mahamantra. And it is the evidence of all Vedic literature. I quoted so many evidences from Vedic literature. Sarva, Shastra Marma. Tarvadya Sarvasrishtha Nam Sankirtana. Nirapuradhe Nam Lorile Pai Premadhana. So, all sorts of these sadhanas, this chief sadhana is Sang Nam Sankirtana. Understand? My language of understand. Out of all sorts of sadhanas, the chief sadhana is Nam Sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nirapuradhe Nam Lorile Pai Premadhana. If your chanting is offenseless, pure, then you get Krishna Prema. That is the goal of human birth, human life. That is the, let's say, supreme perfection. That is fifth purusartha. That is supreme purusartha. That is Krishna Prema. Thereby, Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Krishna becomes bound up with that prema, with that love, rope of love. You understand? Then able to bind Krishna with the rope of love. Your chanting is offenseless and pure. That is the supreme perfection. You understand? And always with Krishna. For Krishna's supreme personality body is Sajidanandamaya Vigrahasanamaya Chinmaya Anandamaya is present. What is the question of? What is the question of? What is that is says here? In this verse? What is the question of bodily, mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and body? Queries? No. No. It's completely absent. Even death will not come. Amruta. Amruta. Deathlessness is there. Death will not come. Yes. Such is there. So now, Kali Yuga, the most worst age. Worst age. Still, you can have all these facilities. As Prabhupada said in his purport here, this kingdom of Ram was immensely popular and beneficial. Spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce similar situation even in Kali Yuga. A similar situation could be introduced immediately even in this age of Kali, the worst of all ages. Yes. In Kali Yuga, in the form of holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Krishna has descended. If we chant offenselessly, Ram and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Ram, kingdom of Krishna is there. No more suffering, no old age, no disease, no lamentation, no fear, no suffering of body and mental and bodily suffering, no bereavement, no death. Be immortal, Mr. Terry. Be immortal, yes. Why are you becoming old? A young man, fresh youth, fresh youth. Why becoming old?
Offensive.
Isn't it? Such is the glory of the holy name. Parama Karuna Maya Krishna Nam Ki Jai Hari Nam Sa. की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी
हरे। If we chant with full faith, then we go straight to Golok Vrindavan.
Yeah, pure name.
Pure name. So,
full faith
means pure name.
Pure name, offenselessly. Yes, straight go. Straight go. Yes. Straight road is open. Straight road. No jibchak. Straight. Yes. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. It's guaranteed. Yes.
The scripture says that some devotee has to take birth some of the pastimes where Krishna is.
Huh?
Some planet where the pastimes are going on.
Yes.
Birth and then
that means that you'll be with Krishna, Baba.
Yeah, then it's straight.
Are Baba, where is Krishna? His abode is there. Krishna is not without his abode.
Yes, but you said it's straight Goloka Vrindavan.
Oh, yes. But Krishna is always in Goloka Vrindavan.
Yeah, all right.
Understand? This is Tattva Vichar, Baba.
This is the secret of...
Yes, secret. He may be manifesting Leela in some Brahmanda, material Brahmanda.
Uh-huh.
But if Krishna is there, it's a body.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
you take part in Krishna Leela means you are in the body.
Uh-huh.
That's straight.
But it is said that... Krishna level is Vrindavan, like here in Vrindavan.
Yes.
Is unmanifested. So if I attain that, then I don't go anywhere anyhow. I stay there.
Yes.
So what's the place, what's the question of going anywhere when I'm already in Vrindavan?
He never goes anywhere. He's always in Vrindavan.
Where
is he?
Vrindavan.
Wherever he goes, uh-huh. It's Vrindavan. Where he stays, it's Vrindavan. Yes, it's Krishna.
Maharaj, you said that if somebody chants pure name, then even if you offer him all the opulence in the three worlds, he reject it.
But yes.
We're so unfortunate that you offer us a bit of stool and we run after that and kick the holy name.
Huh?
If you even offer us stool, we just run after that and kick the holy name. So what are we getting? We're just not getting anything.
You are kicking holy name and accepting stool. Such a rascal you are.
Yes.
Yes. One who releases that mellow nam prema, you understand, premananda, premrasa, that mellow, loving mellow. So he'll kick all the opulences of three worlds. This is such most insignificant for him. So he'll spit at it, talk, what is that?
So, Maharaj, the devotees try too hard, so hard to chant the holy name.
Mm.
And it happened actually the opposite, they went mad.
Huh?
They struggled so hard to chant the pure name.
Yes.
Instead of chanting the pure name, they go mad.
They go mad?
Yes.
Yes.
Not out of purity, but out of madness.
What sort of madness?
Material madness.
Oh, material madness. Not prem pagar, not madness for love.
No. But they tried hard.
But why? Because they have anabhirasa. They have this desire for material enjoyment. Anabhirasa. They are not free from that. Though they try hard, though they are not free from this material desires, they cannot chant pure name. Still, if they have faith, unflinching faith, they have doubt. They have doubt. They have no unflinching faith. They have faith, but not strong faith, soft faith. They follow. They have soft, faith is soft, not strong. But they have strong faith, unflinching faith. Though they suffer, they should not give up. No, I can't give up. As Haridas Thakur says, khanda khanda hai jadi pindu jaya prana tathāpi tundu na acharya yorina. Kaji's men came, Mohammedan rulers. Hey, why are you chanting name of Hindu devata? You are Mohammedan. So, beat him. You understand? So, severe beating, mercilessly, dragging in 24 bazaars, flesh came out, bone came out. Still he didn't die. Still he didn't give up chanting. Those suffered so much, chanting. blissfully. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Do you understand? So, so much persecution is there, suffering is there, but he has such unthinking pain. He said, I won't give up. Though my life goes out, my body, my flesh, bone, everything, still I cannot give up. That is test. This test, you will put into severe test how you have, how you are completely surrendered unto holy name, how you have developed on principle of faith. Then you pass the test, then comes ananda, supreme ananda. So, whenever any suffering of this, you will never feel, never, never feel. You are drowning in the ocean of ananda. What is this? And it said, whatever losses they are putting, Mahaprabhu showed his back with the all on my back. Yes, whatever losses put on the back of Adas Thakur, they are all in the back of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu showed it. It's all on my back. So, how he will be, how hard is the pain for him, suffering for him. Do you understand? Such is the.
That faith we have to have.
That faith you have. But there are no faith, sansaya, doubt, sansaya, atma minas, therefore they perish.
There's the hand down and immediately take it off.
Yes, yes, that is the only.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.